A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 44 through 46. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that she has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. The kingdom of heaven. Jesus is unyielding in his attempts to help us know just what this is. A buried treasure, a mustard seed bush, a field of wheat and weeds, yeast in dough, a pearl, and more, so much more. Have you ever found yourself searching for words to describe what is in your heart? Longing to put syllables with meaning together to convey the deepest part of yourself, the truest expression of what you hold dear? This is where Jesus finds himself, time and time again, as he tries over and over to give us a glimpse of understanding, of the reason for the fire in his eyes, the healing at his hands, the path beneath his feet. This kingdom of God, this reign of God, how to get it across. This is his challenge, his desire, because if he can do this, well, it would all fall into place, all of it. How the lowly will actually inherit the land, why you would give your right cheek to the one who strikes your left cheek, how your enemies become your prayer. It will all make sense if only we could get the slightest glimpse of what Jesus has treasured in his heart, imbuing his every thought, animating his every action. But it is so incredibly difficult for us to get to. Jesus sees it all around him, in the face of the hemorrhaging woman, in the lilies of the field, in the sores of the leper. This kingdom of God, buried like a treasure, waiting to be found, a pearl, glistening beyond compare. We are unearthing this treasure when we feed the hungry, clothe the naked, when we welcome the stranger and visit the prisoner. We purchase this pearl as we show mercy, love an enemy, become poor in spirit. They are all around us, too, just as they surrounded Jesus, the hungry, the lonely, the sorrowing. Each one a window into the kingdom of God, each one an opportunity to catch a glimpse of what it is that our Christ is willing to give his life for, so that we will touch the joy and peace of an eternity in the heart of mercy. Today is our chance to begin again, to get our shovels and our backhoes and dig. Today is our chance to begin the search as though we have never looked before for that one pearl.